I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Frankly, I'm still waiting for a taco truck on every corner. Until that day comes, I'll partake in the next best thing, al pastor with a twist. LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison leads me in the right direction. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Evan.
So where are we headed this week?
We are headed to a curbside destination in Silver Lake. It is Francisco Aguilar's lonchera called Simon.
Simon. What is his background? Where did he hone his culinary chops?
Yeah, Aguilar was born in the United States and raised in Oaxaca City in Mexico. And he went to culinary school there, and he worked at some high-end restaurants and returned to the U.S. At the beginning of this decade with the plans to open his own restaurant. And we all know how 2020 worked out. So Aguilar's cousin, Alexis Chacon, grew up in Los Angeles and was a fan of his cousin's talents. And so they partnered on launching a food truck last year to help him establish himself here.
Oh, that's so lovely. So you say that you order your tacos in pairs, and in your review, you write, eating his coupled tacos is as satisfying as considering a duo of paintings by the same artist made in two very different moods. I love that. Explain more how he departs from tradition.
Yeah, he really plays with notions of tradition and innovation in ways that I think fits into Los Angeles food culture immediately. Let's take the al pastor taco that you mentioned earlier, which of course is classically made with pork, and he subs fish here. Seafood is the theme of his truck. It's a Mariscos truck. So he gives you the classic pineapple sweetness and the achiote paste that stains the fish and a slick of guac that kind of smooths and unites all the flavors. But beyond just swapping in fish, which really works and is delicious, he's got some of his own ideas for garnishing. He adds both crunchy fried and caramelized onions and kind of busts out like the chefy microgreens as the garnish instead of a more like traditional chopped cilantro. I also think of his gobernador, which he looks to the queso taco craze that is still rippling through Southern California. So he griddles queso Oaxaca into like a bronzed circle and rolls it into a thin tube stuffed with grilled shrimp and bell peppers. And he sets all of that on top of a corn tortilla with a beautiful crown of pickled red onions. So the melted cheese is crackling and there's, you know, satisfying squish and pop from the freshly cooked seafood. And yeah, I'm hungry for one right now.
Oh my gosh, it sounds so good. And you also say that when it comes to the tortillas, he's experimental. What do you mean by that?
Well, he is buying masa from El Mexicano Market in South LA right now, but he's experimental in his visuals and like the actual like abstract art of a tortilla. Sometimes he uses yellow corn and sometimes blue, but lately he's been deciding to like meld the two of them. And it's this like beautifully modeled canvas on which, you know, all these other beautiful, colorful ingredients are piled on top.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cool.
So you said that he was raised in Oaxaca. What taco best represents that state?
I asked him that question, and he said for him, it's the pescadilla, which is a folded fried taco synonymous with the Costa region of Oaxaca and also the neighboring state of Guerrero and its coastal traditions. And it's cool because I remember loving the pescadillas at the heartbreakingly short-lived Tamales Elena y Antojitos in Bell Gardens. And so it's cool to see these kinds of super specific styles emerging. The pescadillas at Tacos Elena were thin and shattering, but aguilars at Simón are puffy, almost like an empanada, filled with shrimp and tilapia, marinated in tomato and onion and cilantro and other herbs. I mean, it's really not something that we taste much in Los Angeles, and is kind of, you know, for the regionality of it, is worth seeking out just on its own.
Does he ever veer away from seafood?
A little bit. He has an incredible chicharrón that I love, that's especially good with all the salsas, which is important to mention. He has a side case on the lonchera filled with all these beautiful different salsas, including like a carrot habanero and a piña and salsa matcha, of course, a guac chile. And so that's a fun one. I like the meatier tacos for kind of piling on the salsas to taste them and also combine them.
Wow. Where can we find the truck and how often?
He is operating 6 days a week, most weeks, at Sunset Triangle Plaza in Silver Lake, right in front of Pine and Crane.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope everyone goes and checks it out.
That was LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison discussing Simón. You'll find the blue truck parked at the Sunset Triangle Plaza in Silver Lake. Want to read more about it? Visit our website for a link to Bill's review, kcrw.com/goodfood. If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laryl Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and Hope Brush. And special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman. You can find me at the grill with hanger steaks sliced and tucked into Sonora Town tortillas in one hand and an icy, spicy michelada in the other this weekend. And I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.